Hey everyone, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records, and we talk about your life, and we talk about how to manifest a better life, and we talk about what blocks you, and we talk about your soul's information. And tonight is very similar to last week. We had a great week. We did our show from California last week when we were in San Diego. And by the way, I just want to say hello to all those wonderful folks in San Diego who attended the class and who were on the show with me last week. And just want to mention that we had such a good response when I was in San Diego and with the level one that most of the people from level one want to move on to a level two. And there were people who were not able to attend a level one in San Diego when I did it in May 1st. And so we've set up another level one, June 26th and 27th. And I will be doing also a level two on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And there are different times during the day. But each class is 5 hours long per day. So that's on Saturday and Sunday, you'll be there in class for level one, 5 hours, and then on Sunday, 5 hours. And if you're taking a level two, it'll be 5 hours Friday, 5 hours Saturday, and 5 hours Sunday. We just split the day, and we come forward with new things. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha train you in how to open your own records for level one. And in level two, you learn how to put the records of the people, the land, and animals. Hello, we've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Donnie. I'm calling from Victoria, B.C.
Hey, hi there. Is it Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E, or D-O-N-N-Y?
Yeah, that's close enough, Donnie.
Okay. Okay, Donnie, have you listened to the show before?
Oh yes. You were very good in giving me advice last time, and instead of because I was digressing a little bit, and it helped me focus, and actually I got some really good results.
Great. Well, that's good to hear. Good. I'm so glad you found benefit. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I've been seeing a bald eagle. As I drive home from work every day, I feel that there are major changes about to happen in my life.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could access that.
Well, it's not only major changes, Donnie, but that bald eagle there is looking over you. I mean, there's protection with that eagle. And so what I'm hearing from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha is not only are there great changes, you're right there, but there's protection, and there's a call for you to really look at the big picture, really understand your power. An important message from the eagle. Mm-hmm. Have you ever really watched an eagle fly?
Yes.
Do you ever notice the way they dip and they curve and they swerve? And what they're actually doing is they're going from one air current to another. Mm-hmm. And the reason they go from one air current to another is because it makes them, it preserves their strength.
Okay. Oh,
because
yes, I got that.
Air
yes.
current allows them to glide.
Yeah.
The eagles really can't fly real well. Interestingly enough, they're not real good flyers. And so the idea is they have to do it the easy way, as best they can.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And that's what's
okay.
really important. They need
okay.
to understand, okay, how to go from one place to another. And what the message is for you is that you need to move in looking at the bigger picture. What you need to do is really understand how to move from one air current to another. So mm-hmm. even if you don't feel like you have strength in an area, You need to move to a place where you can gain strength or you can do it the easier way.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, except I don't know what area I'm going to move into.
What area do you want to move into?
Well, I'm a healer, so that's the area of strength for me.
Oh, energy healing, hands-on healing, emotional, what kind of healing do you do?
I work with angels and the Elohim.
Okay, the Elohim, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly do you do with them?
I channel them.
Okay, and so when you channel them, are you looking to create a bigger business with this?
If that's what my strength is, yeah.
No, that's not the question is do you want to? How do you want to work with your healing gifts?
I really don't know. I mean, the only thing I know is that I can help people and I can do a business with it. And is that the good way to go?
No, you need to find out what makes your heart sing. It's not about what you should do. It's no longer about what you should do. It's about what do you want to do and what's in your heart. What would make you the happiest?
Well, what would make me the happiest is to travel.
Okay, so you can do both.
Yeah.
I mean, I travel all the time with my work.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to travel the sacred sites of the world.
And then do what?
And teach people.
Teach people what?
Well, I mean... You know, there are teachers that travel these sacred sites, and I would like to, you know, increase my abilities and be a teacher.
Right, and but what the master's teachers and loved ones are asking of you is to get clear about what your curriculum is. It's one thing to say, I just want to teach people, but you need to understand or know what it is you want to teach them. Do you want to teach them to connect with their angels? Do you want to? And there was like, the idea here is it's one thing to be able to want something, but the more specific you are, the better you are equipped to be able to really call that to you.
Yeah. Okay.
What brings you joy in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about should, and it's not even about money. It's really more about whatever brings you joy in your heart is what will help. It'll actually mold itself when you get connected with that joy.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so I would enjoy working with children.
Okay, and in what area?
As a teacher, as a healer.
Okay. Do you have schooling or experience with that right now?
Well, I'm doing a specialist. I have a very special job. We call it brain training, and
okay.
Our company is expanding all over the world. So maybe I'll be a trainer for children who want to do brain training.
But again, it's not a maybe. It's what do you want to do?
Okay.
If you get it, you have to create it in your heart. It's about creating the way you want your life to look and feel. And then once you get a clear about how you want yourself to look and feel, then you have to allow the vision to show up.
Okay. Okay,
you
so
see,
I have to
it's
work
not about
the
masters, teachers, and loved ones telling you what you should do.
Uh-huh.
It's more about you deciding what's going to bring you the most joy because you have many, many experiences or chances to do many things.
Uh-huh.
But only you can create your own joy.
Yeah, so I have to work on the vision then.
You have to work on the feeling. It's not the vision. The vision will show up. It's about the feeling. It's about feeling fulfilled. And it's about feeling in joy. It's about feeling the gratitude for working in your right livelihood. And once you move into the gratitude for working in your right livelihood, the vision or the wanting will show up.
Okay.
It'll just like, oh, that's what's really making, that's what I really want to do. You know, it's like, but get clear about the gratitude, move into the peace and joy of that, of how you want your life to look and feel, and then allow, and just allow yourself to move forward. But it's all about, you cannot create your livelihood, especially you, Donnie. Mm-hmm. You cannot create this from your head.
Yeah.
You must create it from your heart.
Yeah.
Because if you try to do it logically, it won't come together.
Right, right.
Because there's going to be too many people telling you you can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But you have to have you have to be clear on your feelings so you can bring that to you based on your feeling. Remember, feelings first, feelings and emotions first, thoughts second.
Right,
you feel something before you think it.
Okay.
And I don't know what your brain training, I've never heard of that before, but maybe that has part, maybe there's part of that that you could do with yourself that would actually help you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think I'm going to really have to meditate strongly on this and focus on the feeling and see what it brings forth.
And free yourself up and just start writing down possibilities. Remember, it's not about being right. It is never about being right. It's always about being happy and joyful. So if you start just writing down different possibilities of what you'd like to do, you'll get to where you really want to be.
Right. Okay, that's a good idea.
It's not about clearing your mind. It's about actually activating your mind.
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
It gives me some direction.
Right. Exactly.
Because it's just that I'm a healer and I have this job where actually more and more people are requesting healing from me, and actually it's coming together. I guess I'm being impatient.
No, I think you're being in fear.
I'm being in fear.
Well, the idea here is that it's the job is not what you have to worry about. The job brings you security right now. It's what you have to ask yourself: what scares me the most of standing in my own power?
Uh huh. So contact the fear.
Yeah, I'd have a conversation with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes. I mean, it's focusing.
But I'm sensing, and what the master's teachers and loved ones are saying is that you're still not clear on how to do it.
Well, I mean, I'll just have to go through the process of, you know, there's a lot of techniques I know on how to contact fear.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, think of, like, the worst thing that could happen and so forth and just plunge right into it and come out on the other side and see what it is. And, of course, you know, I'll be getting my angels and guides to help me through this process.
Yeah. It, again, it, go for the joy.
Okay.
It's really about the joy.
Okay. Say again? What would bring joy?
Yeah. What would it feel like to work in my right livelihood?
Okay. Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah. And then give it a shot. You know,
yeah.
And this, once you get yourself together and you say, what would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? And once you get
mm-hmm.
the feeling and you really can taste that feeling, then move into mm-hmm. what would it look like?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's all about you decide again. Forget about being right.
Mm-hmm.
This is not because there's never one way to do it. Never.
Mm-hmm.
There's you have always have choices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that helped me out quite a bit.
Good. Okay.
And is there a partner in my life, like a romantic partner?
There's a very deep possibility of one. Depends on how much. Again, you want a partner that's going to be a spiritual match.
Yes.
And for too long you've subjugated yourself to put up with people who didn't understand you.
Yeah.
And that can't be anymore. And so what's really
yes.
important is for you to move into really knowing who you are so you get
uh-huh.
real clear about what you will have in your life and what you won't have. So the next partner you have will love you for who you are and will never ask you to change.
Okay.
And it's going to be important that you know who you are so you don't give in to anyone in the meantime that asks you to change. Because there's
right,
nothing you need
right.
to change.
Right.
You just be who you are and allow your angels to bring to you who that which is the highest for you.
Right.
So it's really about trusting your work.
My work?
Yeah, your work with the angels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the idea is that if you can heal other people, you can ask them to heal you as well. Right?
yes. Which I do frequently.
Yeah. And so it's really about talking to them about, you know, what your next steps are and how to create an action plan to not only bring in your right livelihood, but to bring in the lover of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea here is to kind of overview. It's really about getting clear about what it is you truly want. How do you want your life to look and feel? It's about creating that vision through feeling
mm-hmm.
and getting clear about that feeling so you can bring it toward you. You can visualize it if you want to, like 5 or 10 minutes a day, but don't do more than that because then it gets redundant and your monkey mind gets in there and tells you why you can't have it. So just do it five
right.
or 10 minutes a day. The universe will get it. Smart universe. And then the second
right.
thing you want to do is you want to get clear. But what do you really want in this new partner? Have you written that down?
I will now.
You betcha. And the same
yeah.
thing with the way you want your life to look and feel as far as a right livelihood is concerned. Down to how
right.
much you want to make in a yearly basis.
Oh, okay. I can
uh-huh.
do that.
Yeah, I mean, this is not volunteer work, right?
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with volunteer work, but we light workers need to make a living. You know.
Yeah.
It'd be great that we could trade energy, but the reality is the energy on this planet is money.
Yeah.
That's what people trade.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really about you getting clear. And forget about anybody telling you what to do ever again.
No, I'm clear about that.
Good.
Is there anything else they want to tell me?
Not at this time. You got a full plate there.
You want
more?
Yeah.
Next time, though, it would be helpful if you emailed me your full legal name. We can get even deeper.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
I can give it to you now.
We don't want to do that over the air.
Okay.
Remember, this goes out. This is international. You don't want to give your name over the air. But you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. It's INFO.
Okay, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, INFO@akashicwisdom.com. And that's good. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Will you keep in touch. Let me know how you're doing.
I will.
All righty, great. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Don't quit your job yet, though.
No.
You're not ready to quit that job yet.
No.
Okay. I mean, you should also get your practice started so that you can transition easily, but don't quit it yet.
Yeah. Well, the practice is building, and the job is helping, actually.
Sure, absolutely.
Build the practice.
That's right.
So, yeah.
One hand washes the other there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, are you a mom?
Am I alone?
No, are you a mom? Do you have kids?
No, I don't have children.
Okay, well, I was going to wish you Happy Mother's Day, but in that case, I will wish you a happy nurturing day, because it's time to re-nurture yourself and mother yourself in the appropriate way.
Thank you. The same to you.
You're welcome. Time to talk to that little kid and take him on a picnic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye. So, folks, let's talk about mothering. Today is Mother's Day. Today is an important day for you to, as I told Donnie, is an important day for you, those of you who do not have children, to look within your heart and see where you need the most nurturing, where you need the most parenting, and where your little kids inside of you, all the different ones that are inside of you, need to be nurtured and held and loved. What do they really need from you? Real important. You know, I'm very blessed. Today was a beautiful day for me. I had my children came over. They brought Chinese food, and my grandchildren were here. In fact, a few of my grandchildren are upstairs sleeping right now in their sweet little beds. And my daughter and her husband are out for the evening because she's a mom and she needs to have a little break too. And so what's interesting about that is that I love watching my grandchildren. I love seeing them play. I love to hear them talk. I love to hear them laugh. And whenever I do that, I always bring my little kid along when I remember. And I try to remember as much as possible and try to put it on automatic pilot so that I present in a way that allows me to come to them in an open heart full of purity so that we can laugh together, we can giggle together, we can be silly together, so we can actually have a wonderful time just being together, whether it's playing with Play-Doh or watching cartoons on television or taking a walk or just holding them and singing to them or listening to their information about what they want to tell me or not saying anything and just watching them play together. That is, it's just the best. And so I really encourage you to really look into your heart and see where in your life, where in your emotional timeline, did you stop looking at that inner child or stop being working, coming from a place of purity and love? Where did you stop doing that? And move back to that time, knowing that you've survived it, whatever the trauma might have been, or the challenge. And whatever age you were at that time, even though there may be many times, whatever ages you were at those many times, it's time to gather those sweet little ones that are within you, those sweet parts of you that are still kind of stuck, and really embrace them. Really allow the light to move forward. And as you allow the light to move forward within you, it's about expanding your own knowledge, expanding your own nurturing, and really knowing that no one can tell you what to do but you. No one can open your heart but you. No one can actually clear your energy but you. You are the power. You are the glory because you are a part of the divine. You're a part of love. And you have that divine love within you that you can express and you can expand and you can emulate. Allow yourself to be the one you've been waiting for. Allow yourself to open your heart to you and to find your beauty within, no matter what your age, no matter what your size, no matter what physical challenges that you or imperfections you feel you have. Know deep within your soul, you are totally and completely perfect, exactly as you are. There is no such thing as a perfect flower, for even within all the beautiful flowers, there are always some type of flaw. And every diamond has flaws that cause that light to reflect. So you really need to look at who you are. In totality, embrace that being who came forward in this to this planet. And allow yourself to feel the joy of that light. I would love to meet you in San Diego. But if you feel like coming to Cleveland, you can also do that, too, because I'm going to be doing a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop in Cleveland on, I want to get the right dates here. Put it down. I've got to get to the calendar. The Cleveland Level 1 will be the 12th and 13th of June. And so it's going to be important for you to, if you want to come to Cleveland, give me a call on my personal line, which is 216-691-1233, and I can get you information on that Cleveland Level 1 or the San Diego classes. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's AKASHIC wisdom, WISDOM.com, just like the show. So I want to know how many people are going up to the ranch to Gillian's place for the 4th of July. Is anybody out there going up there? I want to know. I'd love to talk to you about that. I'm curious about that. I'm very curious about it. So what do you know about that? What would you like to tell me about that? What would you like to tell our listeners about that? Absolutely. What would you like to tell us? So, let's move on. Give a call if you and if you want the number to call in here, that's easy, I can give you that. It's 415-762-1161. That'll get you to us. And if you are looking for our country code, we're I think it's 011. And it's 415-762-1161. And if you want to Skype us, you can Skype. You can call on Skype, and you can call. I want to say BBS Radio is the Skype number. I could be wrong though. If you're up on the website, you will find it, can always look there. Yep. Okay. So if there's callers out there who would like to comment on what was being said earlier, that's great. If you're looking for your purpose in life, you know, I get that those kinds of calls all the time, of what's your purpose or what's my purpose. And so what's interesting or what's important is that you really get and understand that your purpose is joy. Truly, 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 your purpose is joy. Oh, by the way, it's BBS Radio. Yeah, that's the Skype. B as in boy Sam Radio. That is the way to do that. But, you know, it's very important that you look at your purpose in a way that really helps you understand what you truly want. It's like I was talking to Donnie. It's like, you know, the Akashic Records will never really tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. But it's up to you because there's so many different possibilities and probabilities in the way we design our curriculum, if you will, that it's up to you how you want to experience it. And there's some people who literally have designed a life to be blocked all their life. They don't want to move forward. I, for one, don't want to be blocked anymore. I, for one, am ready to just move forward. It's interesting. I got a very interesting call earlier tonight. I was talking to someone called me on my private business line that I give out to everyone on the air. And I was told that this gentleman had been meditating in Tibet and had gotten my telephone number through his meditation. And it was interesting because he seemed to know me, yet he didn't know my name. And he knew, he got the number, and he asked if I was an energy worker and a light worker. And naturally you say yes. But what is important, the important question he asked is, are you ready to step forward into your power? And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's never a time that we on this planet don't want to step into our power. Sometimes we're afraid to, and sometimes we don't even know what that means. And other times we think we have stepped into our power, but yet in our hearts we feel that we haven't. As well as, there are other situations where stepping into your power is so magnificent, is so overwhelming, is so mind-blowing that it's hard to conceive. And so what the masters, teachers, and loved ones are telling me right now is it's really not about worrying whether or not you can handle it. It's really more about being willing to receive. Because, you know, you can always stop receiving anytime you want. It's the receiving that's tough to start. And so once you start receiving and you set, you put the universe on notice, and that universe says, and you say to the universe, I am not only ready, but I am also willing and I'm able to step in my power. I am ready, willing, and able to move forward into the divine. I am ready, willing, and able to receive all the universe has for me. And put your arms up in the air and imagine yourself just being downloaded with prosperity. Imagine the world around you, or your, the room you're in, just literally having it rain down with dollars. Not because dollars is what you is what brings happiness, but what dollars does is it brings freedom. I mean, you, a person can feel free without dollars, that's for sure. And there are many people who do, who take a vow of poverty and are very happy. But for those of us out there that are living in the regular world, if you will, and really want to do something for humanity, we can move forward even without money. But somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have money for us to help them, for them to help us. And so it might as well be us. We may as well receive the dollars and the prosperity, which is our birthright. What I'm also hearing is the reality is God never intended anyone to be poor. There's too much prosperity and abundance in this world for us to feel limited. And so what we have to ask ourselves is, if there's fear, where, dialogue with that fear. What are we afraid of when it comes to receiving prosperity? What is really within us to move forward? What do we need to do to open our hearts to be willing to receive all that the universe has in store for us? I, for one, am ready to handle all of it. I'm ready to handle fame. I'm ready to handle prosperity. I'm ready to write those books. I'm ready for it all. I've come to a point in my life where I am ready, and I am willing, and I am able. And I don't have anything to stop me right now. And so I want you to look at your life and all those excuses you have of where you think you're being stopped. I want you to really look at whether or not those excuses are real. Remember, it doesn't cost anything to write down information on a piece of paper if you're being called to write a book. That doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything for you to help your fellow neighbor. It doesn't cost anything for you to contemplate the sunset and go deeper into your heart to meet God. That is without, there's no fee for that. And so it's really important that you consider yourself abundant even as you sit. I mean, I'm sure you owe money. You know, if there's money that you owe, the reality is you owed money yesterday. You're going to own money tomorrow. Move into your heart and allow yourself. So I just want to just make a comment that, again, I'm going to be in San Diego on June 26th and 27th for the Level 1. And for the Level 2, it's going to be June 25th, 26th, and 27th. And we'll probably have a lecture in there somewhere for you to attend if you'd like to. Love to meet you. We had it was really a packed house. We had over 22 people in this lady's living room. it was just amazing. I mean, we didn't necessarily think to get a hotel because, you know, what's interesting, we say to people RSVP, and people typically just show up, and once they just kept coming. So it was totally, really standing room only. And we were pleasantly surprised. And, you know, that says something about trust. I want to just share with you the trust. We had there are a certain number of people that I require to be in the class prior to me actually going ahead and making flight arrangements, et cetera, et cetera. What's important, though, is at this time, and it's been this way, there weren't quite the number we expected in the very beginning. But I worked with the master's teachers and loved ones, and I was assured that there would be plenty of people. And I went ahead and made the plane reservations, and I made the hotel reservations. And lo and behold, there were more than enough people at the lecture, more than enough people at the workshop, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And so I'm just encouraging you to, when you know something is true, just trust yourself. And continue to trust yourself. But here's one of the things that's important. When you go to trust yourself, I want you to notice the feeling, the difference of the feeling between hoping it's going to happen and knowing it's going to happen. And if, in fact, you're in the midst of knowing it's going to happen, if there's any doubt. So if you say, I know it's going to happen, I know it's going to happen, boy, I hope it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen, I just know it's going to happen. Boy, it better, I hope it's going to happen. Oh, what if it does? I know it's going to happen. If there's any of that doubt in there, you're not in trust. That feeling is eluding you. And so I want you to go back to where you believe, if you can tap into a time where you really not only trusted, but you had a strong feeling, you just knew something was going to happen for the good. You just knew it. I want you just to move back and notice what that felt like with your entire body. Notice how that knowing felt. There was no doubt, it was a knowing. And when you tap into that knowing, that's when it's real. That's when you can manifest. So just be aware of that. Just be aware of it. Just be aware. Now, I had a question here on the internet. Just want to see where that is. It was just here a minute ago. Oh, here it is. I'm looking at this question. I guess I must have said something. This listener is referencing that I felt that this is, I guess, you have to understand that when I do the show and when I give this information, after I'm done, I don't remember what I said. So people have to remind me of what I said. So anyway, it says, in a show 2 weeks ago, you felt there was another day coming that was significant, like spring solstice, but you couldn't grasp at the time what day it was. This listener thinks it might be this day, Mother's Day. And that's interesting because I believe, or what I'm hearing and what I'm receiving here, is that this day, this Mother's Day, is like a new birthing of the earth. And with that, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I got a question. We were talking about trust and going back in time and everything. What if there's no real time that you really trusted? You know, even
no
going back to
well,
age two or three or whatever, there's no time that you really trusted.
Could I just get your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Jim.
Okay.
Jim in Ohio.
Okay. Cleveland?
No.
Okay. All right, that's okay. So you're saying that there's no time that you can actually connect with trusting anything.
Right.
What about trust? So there's no time in your life where you even trusted yourself?
Well, I mean, going right back to the birth, they use forceps, which I think squeezed my head, which, you know, reduced the brain size and all that stuff, and it screwed up my mouth and things like that. I mean, these are things that I learned later in life. And things that my parents did and all that stuff are pretty bad in my eyes, but I'm wondering, you know, like, that doesn't mean I didn't have a little bit of joy when I was a kid, but with the parents trying to take the joy away, you know.
Right.
And trying to have what they wanted and not what I wanted. So, I mean, when I look back, there's really no set time where I trusted anyone. I think, you know, looking from where I'm at now. But when I was as a child, you know, hey, I probably put that stuff out of my consciousness.
Sure. Well, has there ever been a time in your life
where there seemed to be some joy, but in reality, if you really looked at what was going on, well, there really wasn't much joy there.
But the other thing is it doesn't have anything to do with what was really going on. It has to do with what you were feeling. So, for example, a person who is in abject poverty, all right, can feel a magnitude of joy for getting a loaf of bread rather than just a piece of bread. Now,
yeah.
You and I might not think that was so great. But this person who had never had a whole loaf of bread would be in total joy. So what's being said here, though, is that really has to do with your perception. Has there ever been a time in your life that you have trusted yourself enough, or you have gotten the feeling to know something that was going to happen, or you knew something without any doubt?
Yeah, I mean,
can you catch a hold of that?
Ace a test or something, but
say again.
You know, I mean, in school, I might have known that I was going to ace some test, you know, because I really knew the material or something.
Okay, that's an important. That's kind of what I'm talking about. And so, not only did you know you were going to do it, but you ended up doing it, right?
Right.
Okay, that's the feeling of the knowing that I'm talking about. It's like you
right.
know it from every fiber of your body, and what happens is you not only know it, but then when it comes true, it creates a knowing, and that knowing creates a trust because you start to trust that feeling. And it really doesn't have anything to do with trusting anybody else so much as it does trusting yourself. Because once you start trusting yourself, Jim, you're going to know within your heart whether to trust that other person or not, because your gut's going to be so attuned. Now, there's a good possibility that you're still carrying a lot of the anger and the frustration and the hurt of your childhood and your young adulthood from your folks, and you haven't gotten rid of that. Is that true?
Right.
Yeah. And so, may I ask how old you are? Give me a range if you don't want to say exactly.
55.
Okay. So for 55 years, or let's say you're for 50 years, because let's say you weren't necessarily conscious of it, of carrying it, but for 50 years, you've been carrying around this anger and this guilt and this shame and this frustration and this sadness. But the rage is what's really going on here. And you've been carrying this around for 50-some years. And are your parents still on the planet?
Yeah.
And are you, what's your relationship with them?
Semi-distant.
Yeah, so the idea here is that you're carrying around stuff they did, and they have moved on with their life. Or whatever life they have, whatever life they could possibly have, feeling this kind of anger within themselves. Even though the anger really might have been directed at you, it wasn't necessarily at you. Does that make sense to you? What I'm receiving is they parented
I really
the way they were parented. They raised you the way they were raised.
Right. Yeah, I do think it was a continuation, but I do think it was aimed at the children to control,
Well, sure, because that's what they
would do.
Because
what they want.
Unless you control a child, you cannot. They will not do what you will tell them to do, and you must control them so that they grow upright. That's the mentality.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with truth. It's just their perception. But now you carry around the anger for what they did wrong for all these years. And who has that hurt the most?
Yeah.
Seriously, who? You, of course.
Right.
So are you willing to release that?
I would like to release it consciously, but I wonder if subconsciously I'm going to release it. That's my whole
That's
concept.
An excellent question.
You were saying, I'm ready to do this, Yeah, consciously, I'm ready. I've been ready for decades. But subconsciously, or soul, I don't know if I am, and I don't know how to get around this. But I'm ready to let go of this pattern or structure, whatever you call it.
And have you, just out of curiosity, have you been to therapy about it?
Yeah, I've done some of that, and it didn't really do any good for me.
Okay.
I mean, I've tried all kinds of different things, and nothing has seemed to help.
Well, part of this has to do with the reality is that by releasing your parents of the responsibility of your wounding, if you release your parents for the responsibility of your wounding, the only other person that you have to look at is you. And there's a fear that you have that somehow you did something that would have caused it. Again, has nothing to do with truth, but it has to do with perception. So the person that you need to forgive is not your parents. The person you need to forgive is you. And you need to forgive yourself for being helpless.
Okay, how do I do that?
Well, we only have not even 10 more minutes. Let me see if I can consolidate this.
I mean, that's how I felt. When I was a kid, I felt basically helpless, embarrassed, frustrated, like all those emotions you were talking about.
Right. And see, part of that has to do with really going back. It's like what was being said earlier, is going back from an emotional point of view and looking at that part of you that's the most wounded, that, for example, that little boy, and really having a conversation with that little kid and bringing him forward so that you can nurture him and let him know that nobody will ever hurt him again and that you made it. So it's really about a lot of journaling. It's really about a lot of actually talking to yourself and talking to that part of you. And there's a book that's been around for a while. The author, her name is Catherine Taylor. It's C-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Catherine, and her last name is T-A-Y-L-O-R. You can get it on Abe's Books. You can get it at Amazon New. You know, it's relatively inexpensive. It's like $15, I think. And it's a workbook. Huh?
What's the book called?
The book's called The Inner Child Workbook.
Okay.
The Inner Child Workbook. And it's by Catherine Taylor.
Okay.
And it's a groundbreaking book, even though it was written a long time ago. It is right up there along with Bradshaw's work. And so it's really important that you take a look at that inner child. There's also a book by a woman by the name of Debbie Ford. She's done some books. She's got one, I think, out right now about the shadows. And there's also one of the first books she wrote was called The Light Side of the Dark, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. And so part of this, Jim, has to do with you being willing to look at you and accept you for all that you are and all that you're not and all that you are yet to be. Because as a kid, you were helpless, but you're blaming yourself for being helpless, and that's why forgiving yourself is so hard. And so it's really about letting yourself off the hook. Because that's the person that you need to forgive first before anything else happens.
Right.
Now, when you forgive you, all of a sudden you learn how to trust you again. And it's about re-nurturing you. It's about giving you yourself and your internal you and the little kid within you all the love that your mother never gave you, all the softness, all the understanding, all the things that you always wanted but never were able to get.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, in fact, I have a CD that I wrote called Remembering Your Magnificence, and it was written from the records. And it's basically all the things you always wanted to hear as a kid but didn't.
And you had that?
I created it, yeah. I have copies of it here. You can actually, if you call me privately, I'll give you the. Well, they're $18 a piece.
Okay.
And I also have one on forgiveness, and I have one called The Wisdom Place that has a variety of different meditations on it. The forgiveness one and remembering your magnificence. People go to sleep with this stuff because it feels so good, and it's all created from the Akashic Records. So, you know, I wrote down what I heard. And then found people to put music behind it. I'm very proud of them. They're very good pieces. And I don't have that many left, as a matter of fact. I'm looking for a new duplicator. So if anybody out there knows of a CD duplicator, I need one. Because they're not homemade, and they were made in a studio, so I need to duplicate them in, like, with quantity, you know. So, these kinds of things that you really want to start working with. And the other piece is that if you don't want to work with a therapist, you know, there's a possibility that you want to you know, work with someone like myself that works with the Akashic Records so you can get a better idea of your soul's intention. In other words, like, when we work on a one-to-one basis, we need your current legal name and specific questions, and then we can go into the records and get the information you need. along with the healing technology with it too. Mm-hmm. So you may want to consider that.
I mean, would you be able to find out if there's some soul lesson that I'm supposed to be learning, or if my soul is trying to slow me down, you know, why it would take 50 years or something to get over this? You know,
well, first of all,
why is it taking
long
to get over this pattern when I should be moving in my life? I mean, it's like I'm not going anywhere.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. The records, the master's teachers and loved ones, the Akashic records, will be able to answer that question, yes.
So you know, so that I can find a way out of this.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like my life is on hold.
Yeah.
And even though I've had interest in these metaphysical type of things, and all this time that I've put into it, it really hasn't amounted to anything. There's nothing that's been changed.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying.
Right. Oh, sure. And again, that's something you may want to think about, you know.
I mean, I believe me, I've thought about it a lot. But I need something to get me out of this rut. And then,
absolutely.
Are you saying basically your two CDs would be probably the best thing that I could do for myself right now?
Right now, sure. Yeah, absolutely. That and getting that book. Because it has exercises you could journal. And you may want to think about taking a workshop. Also, I mean, I'm just trying to tell you, there's more than one way you could think about taking a workshop. You know, and to learn how to access your own Akashic records, you should listen to CDs. You could work with the book by Catherine Taylor with your Akashic records open. So there's a lot of different things you could do. So I think what's important is you kind of go within to see what would be the most important thing for you to do at this point. You know, and if I can play a part in any of it. Please call me privately, and I'd be happy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I email you my full name and all that, then you can tell me better?
Yeah, what we do is set up a time to do an appointment. Yeah, absolutely. Because this is not a five-minute phone call. You know, this is going to take a good hour.
Right. But, I mean, with my full name and everything, you should be able to tell the chances of success for me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, in other words, if I pursue a consultation with you for an hour or whatever, the chances of me actually getting something that, you know, will change my life.
Yes. Yes. I change people's lives all the time. Actually, it's not me. It's the master teachers and loved ones. I just tell you exactly what I hear. I tell you what I hear, see, and sometimes feel. And it's up to you to figure, you know, like to know where that fits, but... The whole intention of our time together is that you feel complete with the information is given. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records want you to know. They want you to be successful. God wants you to be successful. That's why you came to the planet.
Yeah, well, I'm sure hoping. Because, I mean,
sure.
my trust level right now is very low.
I don't blame you. And I hate to do this to you, but I'm out of time. I have to close the program. Okay. But if you, and I apologize, you know, we're just talking about trust and you went, and now I said, time's up. You know, I don't mean it that way. I do have to close the program because I've got somebody else I think coming on after me. But I don't know that.
All right.
You know,
all right.
So,
thank you very much, Donna. I appreciate it.
All right. So I appreciate talking to you, Jim. Give me a call. Email me your name and I'll email you some information and we can go from there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Good night.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. It's been a great show, again, one of which you make it great by your phone calls and questions. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that everyone out there, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on May 9th. 10th. 9th. I don't know what day it is. By saying amen, 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 the records are now closed. If you'd all join me in saying amen. Okay, folks, see you next week. And remember, come to San Diego or come to Cleveland. So it's Cleveland on June 12th and 13th, and it's in San Diego on June 26th and 27th. Okie dokie. Bye-bye.